lives, man dies. And it's all vanity. And that's about the way it is in the merry-go-round. You get on, teenagers doing today. They're trying every thrill there is in the books. We got colored TV, but it still isn't satisfying.
Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hex, yes, let's go. I hope you guys are having a wonderful night. Whether this week brings you midterms, your heck week was last week, or your heck week will be next week. We're just here to play some great tunes. This will be a little bit of a ramshackle playlist, but I hope you guys enjoy the journey with me. To start, we had Cake Thrills from the B-Sides and Rarities record. I really like this. I thought, I only knew Cake's two big songs, which would be Short Skirt, Long Jacket, Still a Bop, and Going the Distance. Both of those songs I would hear on like WFNX's like alt rock station while it was still that. Now it's the Bull in Boston. It's not like I don't like country. In fact, I've warmed up to country way more. I think in high school I'd be that classic person. This isn't technically a call out to people who are, but people who are like, oh my gosh, I listen to everything but insert the one to two of these country, rap, or metal. Everything else I'll listen to but those three for whatever reason. And now it's the Bull, it's country music. It's not bad, it's just pop country, you know. I do like Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson, but well, aside from that, we got some more music coming up. Remember, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. We got the metric of the week coming up. Yeah. Hope you guys enjoy. Boop. Boop.
Underwater. don't you like it on the slide? Don't you like it till it hurts? Vibing on your mind, what's a voice without a sound? Something in your head you've been fighting all along. I don't wanna say it, the news is not so good. We'll never get away, and even if we could, we just play the tambourine.
I never can get enough of, like, the record crackle at the end. I've got a big weakness for that kind of thing. But anyway, we first started in with the metric of the week, which was Raw Sugar from the album Grow Up and Blow Away. This would be their third. Oh, gosh, I always switch. I think it's their third album because Live It Out comes second. Fun fact, Grow Up and Blow Away, I think, was actually a re-release. They kind of made a lot of it first, which actually makes a lot more sense. If you kind of listen, the first one is, well, there's one EP that's Before Everything, but there's Old World Underground, Where Are You Now, which is a lot more down-tempo. And then probably Grow Up and Blow Away would be in that same kind of thing, maybe a little bit more, not funky, but jazzy, I think would be the best way to describe it. And then Live It Out was definitely more alt-rock with a little bit of kind of down-tempo. You get things like Ending Start, but you also get things like Monster Hospital. I'm getting real metric lore right here. I think only like three people would be interested in this, but we're going ahead and going with it. So Grow Up and Blow Away comes after that, but it definitely feels like something that should have gone before it. Fantasy still comes out in 2008, 2009. Of course, that's my favorite album, and that's definitely slates it in the alt-rock Hall of Fame in that kind of regard. It's still, you know, that's the one that keeps getting re-released. In fact, there's a gold vinyl for its 10th anniversary coming out, and I'm getting it. That's, if no one gets it for me, I'm getting it myself, because I am so heckin' excited. And then, you know, you get Synthetica, Synthetica, which does kind of have a little bit, and then Pagans in Vegas goes fully into it, including some instrumental tracks. But it's not as good, and then kind of has a return to form in the rock space with Art of Doubt. So, all in all, Grow Up and Blow Away sounds like it should have gone second, but it went third. Still a good album. Not my favorite, of course, but it's still one of my favorites. Heck. Well, I mean, Metric is my favorite band, so, you know, that's how it goes. Anyway, next was Cheer Up, You're Not Dead Yet by Blockhead from the album Uncle Tony's Coloring Book. Gosh, I love that. It's some great kind of, it's a little math rocky, a little funky, a little jazzy. That's going to be a lot of the songs that's going to kind of come in anyway, but love this stuff. Anyway, I'm going to move on to some more music, and I hope you guys enjoy as much as I'm enjoying playing this stuff.
To disturb you, your spare bit of the Lord left for you. Bless us on one end in virtue, lest the Savior up desert you. Jesus couldn't quell the pains of America. Trucks and trains and tractor trailers on the range bar, been counting out the change in golden mare. Fred Astaire slicking back his oily hair, snows baby drain off of a mirror, slaps her ass hard, dear, and all the preachers whistle nervous, stare down devils in the back churches, meet the luscious daughters from the small, beneath the bold verses, and Judy Garland in the bathroom floor of her golden park, in the love of Chelsea store, and all drag queen, all the whores couldn't get for a dirty back ball for long. Wanna put my foot down on Manhattan. Watch it float down like a boogie board. See the water bulging through the avenue. Watch the cool kids look out the window for as their mother drops the rolling pin. The radio says Judy Garland in the bathroom floor.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. Our first one, there's going to be a lot of instrumentals, but the first one was Judy Garland by Frog from the album Kind of Blah. Gosh, I picked this up earlier, and I was surprised how much I liked that song. You know, it's just some really just... I don't even know how to describe it. It's definitely alt something, but there's something about it. It's really good. The next one was Pogo. The song is Be Kind to Your Donkey. It's a current single. It came out just this year. Gosh, I really like it. The synths in the beginning very much remind me of something like Home. Kind of inverted chords a little bit and that kind of looping. It's very pleasant. It's something I can really like lean into. I really enjoy it. You definitely check this artist out if you can. Next, you know... Actually, we're going to get a little bit more upbeat in a hot second. I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
We'll be right back. You dispose of cigarettes?
Well, there's part of plants.
Really? Fertilizer and dried plant roots can catch fire.
Trash cans okay?
Please. All that trash can easily catch fire.
So off my porch is a bad idea.
Cigarettes tossed into mulch, leaves, and grass start many fires. Fire can grow up the side of a building before anyone notices.
Fine. Bucket of sand?
That's perfect. Put it out. All the way. Every time. To learn more, go to mass.gov/DFS.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. Also, a little fire safety PSA from courtesy of Rivendell. If you smoke, remember to put those things out properly. In my high school, actually, there was a legitimate, like, not fire drill, but actual fire, because someone put their cigarette out on in our Vogue school into the bathroom. Into the bathroom trash can, and well, with all those paper towels, that's not the best place to put a cigarette. So we all had to get evacuated, and the fire department came. Luckily, not much came of it. Didn't have a big fire, just enough smoke to, you know, get people scared. But anyway, glad nothing but too bad happened. Anyway, first was Toronto's Electric Toothbrush from the Jet Set Radio original soundtrack. I've never played, so Jet Set Radio is a video game. I know it involves roller skating, and it's kind of famous specifically for its soundtrack. And you know what? I can see why. It's very much, it's crisp, like a little bit of house, a little bit of funk, a little bit electronic. It's really, really good. There's an anime called Air Gear that also has an ending with a very similar vibe. I really love it. Even if you haven't played the video game, I strongly recommend checking this out. Also, Mellow is an artist. I think I've played at least one of their songs on this on the show that also does very Jet Set Radio inspired music. Also super good. If you can track down either of these, and if you like Toronto's music, definitely check them out. You'll love it. Then we kind of parlayed into some Ashford and Simpson with Part 3 Street Corner, the album Street Opera. I don't really know too much about Ashford and Simpson. I really like the idea that this album is a street opera. I really want someone to like make a movie out of this, honestly, because I will be totally down. Anyway, we've got more music coming up. Hope you guys enjoy, and I will talk to you later. I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. Again, a little more instrumental. We're starting with a bit of math rock. Oh my gosh, I've been so into math rock lately. Makes me an applied math major, which I really am. But anyway, it was Floral with Climbing a Wall from their title EP. It's so good. I'm always down for a little bit of math rock, and this really hits the spot. Next one is Famous Last Words by The True Loves, and from their album Famous Last Words, title track. Still super good. A little bit more funk, a little kind of grabbing in there. You'd think this thing might be from maybe the 70s, but this is actually just 2017. I shouldn't really say that. Maybe you can tell. You probably can, but it's okay. We have two more short songs before, you know, we have some more instrumental, but anyway, I hope you guys enjoy. We're in our last quarter here. What the heck? All right, talk to you later. Oh, wait, no, that's... See, I just had the wrong thing right there. I'm sorry about that. The two switches are right next to each other. Let's do that again.
Finding space to be kinder, drinking cinema, apple cider. Yeah, quiet's all right. Quiet's all right.
Everything is ordinary. It's just something I always do. It's ordinary. Thank you. It's just something I always do. It's ordinary.
Bit of a shorter core this time around. We had first Early Apple Cider by Early Eyes from the EP All Shades of Teal. Super good. Very fall. I'm really excited. Oh, side note, guys, when I was walking here, it was totally foggy. It was in like the moon's almost full. It's pure October. Oh, the brisk and everything. It's wonderful. I'm not going to eat it in here. I came in a little caffeinated with a Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee, French vanilla, large, so I could get the peel and win. And then a maple donut. Oh, so good. It's so fall. Fall is one of my favorite seasons, as you may or may not know. I love it. So I'm happy to love on all of it. Aesthetic and everything, super good, and I feel like Early Eyes helped me illustrate this. Next was Conti with Something I Always Do. It's a great just lo-fi track, one of my favorites actually. It's one of the few I actually remember. The vocal track between is actually from the dub of Fooly Cooly, one of the best best anime of all time in general, done by Studio Gainax before in its real heyday, like coming off the heels of Evangelion. Super tight. Gosh, if you haven't seen the show, if you like animation, if you like alternative rock music, I've played the pillows on this. You really, really gotta check this show out. It's only, gosh, like 2 to 3 hours of your time. You can handle that. That's a binge watch right there. Go and watch it. It's so good. And Something I Always Do. And Conti, I think, is actually the name of one of the characters in the show. So I think that's based off that. But super good. Definitely check it out. Oh, we got some more. I'll probably play, I can't decide. It'll be one or two songs before I switch over again. We'll see how it goes. We'll find out. Hope you guys enjoy. And I'll talk to you later.
don't you wanna get up, get up, get up? It's the best of warm. I installed a heating system. It was pretty expensive and it took a lot of work. But if you're feeling good, it was worth it. Did you hear Africa? By Toto. I emitted your alarm. I'm not even sorry. It's a really good song. That's a really good song.
Hope you enjoyed this one song. Reminder, this has been the Small Cactus Radio Hour. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Well, it's been really... Well, we got a little lyrics in here. That was Ollie's To the Moon from the album Little Death. Well, EP, sorry. But it's really nice. I really like the riff on it. Lyrics... They're fine. I, like, not bad. I have to kind of dissect them a little more. It's no Judy Garland, let's be real. But this is really solid, too. And no Apple Cider. But, again, To the Moon's pretty solid, too. Well, we're going to kind of end on... I think probably the next DJ is going to come in soon. So, we'll just go into a little bit more video game OST. Of also, another game that I've never played. This one's called A Hat in Time. Hope you guys enjoy, and I will see you later. Have a wonderful night.